The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late, Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555. I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. We are going to have a conversation about another in our series of conversations that we love to call Theater Baltimore. There's so much going on in this town. I think of us as like a little bit like Chicago and Seattle, just too hidden. We've got to bring it out so people know it's here. And Theater Project's one of those main places in our town that brings in productions from here and from all over the country and across the globe that really are on the cutting edge of theater. And there's a really exciting production, which I've seen a little bit, but not much, but read a lot about, that is coming to the Theater Project the weekend of the 10th. And we'll tell you more about how to get tickets and about that in a minute. But it is from Studio 6 in New York, which is part of the Moscow Art Theater, where the actors in that group trained. We are joined in studio now by Vaz Santosham, who is a founding member of Studio 6, and Rafael Shklovsky. I get that right?
Shklovsky.
I should know that. Given my family, I should be able to do this easily. Shklovsky. And also Alexander Marin is with us, Sasha Marin, who is a distinguished, or won the Distinguished Artist of Russia. He's a founding member of the Tabakov Theater in Moscow and faculty member at the Institute for Advanced Study Training at Harvard, and directs this play. And joins us by phone. Sasha, welcome. Good to have you with us. And Vaz and Rafael, great to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So this is really interesting to me. I mean, I was watching this this tape, a little 4-minute tape you have of your production. It's very compelling. Let me start with that. Let me just start with getting our listeners this kind of explosion that comes in from this play that happens in the middle of the play. Explain just this play itself and what we're going to be watching here at the Theater Project. Vaz, go ahead. Since you opened your mouth, you can go.
So this is a play based on Dostoevsky's novel Demons, or The Possessed, depending on the translation.
Right.
We follow a character, Nikolai Stavrogin, who basically comes back to his hometown, and he's a man with a lot of secrets. And he's holding one big secret, which we eventually see him or hear him reveal at the end of the play. And it's a play about human nature, I guess, like all plays, and the secrets that people keep, and good and evil.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of evil as well in the novel, and also this adaptation, which Sasha Marin actually created from the novel.
It makes me say that this production we're talking about here, and Sasha, I'd like you to explain this production and how you created it, is one that is for adults. This is not something you bring...
No, it is not.
It's not something you bring people who have sensitivities around certain things and around sexuality and sexual questions and sexuality issues on stage. Clearly not something you bring your young children to see. Unless it's a really interesting family you live in, then that's up to you. But Sasha, could you explain to us a bit about this creation?
Yeah, it's if you look at the history of literature, this novel takes a special place in this history of the literature, and especially all mysterious events happening there. And probably if you just read the novel, you may not understand completely the major character of this novel, what kind of motives he has behind his behavior. But also for people who are familiar with the literature, that they know about a special chapter of this novel which never been published or inserted in the novel. It was forbidden to publish at a certain period of time. And this chapter called Atticus.
Called what?
And this chapter replace exactly where it should be in our adaptation. Because this chapter reveals one of the most terrible sins of Stavrogin, and it talks about something what we only now start talking in our social life, in our, I mean, it's something, of course, what we would like audience to find out about it. We don't want to talk about it right now and reveal everything, because it's step by step. In the show, we are going towards this chapter, which actually called Stavrogin's Confession. And there, probably, audience who's going to come, they find out what it's all about. And speaking of this adaptation, of course, it was specifically created for this group of people, for this one of the most interesting company in New York right now, theater company, Studio 6. I know them for a long time. Some of them I know since they've been 14 years old. And we've met for the first time at Stanislavski Summer School many years ago. Then this group, they all together went to Moscow and finished Moscow Art Theater School, which is one of the major theater schools in Russia. And they... they've been trained exactly the same way I've been trained, from the same master I had, and this is what makes us relatives, and I'm very happy, actually, too.
I want to explore a bit of that, because I think that's important here, and I think this, it's fascinating by the missing chapter of The Possessed, which is a book that many of us have read, but this chapter that talks about his what motivates him, his obsession that nobody really understands unless you read that chapter, is what this play is built around, and it's built around a theme that is a very heavy scene that involves a kind of sexual experience that a frightening one, actually, which is really. I mean, that you know, in Russia for many years, this chapters we're talking about was not allowed to be read by the people. It was seen as that difficult to read and understand, of course. But let me talk. I'm going to take a step backwards here, because before we started this, one of the things that grabs you clearly about when you read about this production coming to Baltimore is Vash Antosim and Rafael Shlovsky. That the story about how you ended up studying at the Moscow Art Theater for all those years is kind of a sojourn that most actors don't take. And Vasa, you were talking about it first. I'll let you both talk about this experience, if you would.
I think that actually Raf should start, because it's a two-part story.
Okay, sure.
And it begins in New York.
Yeah, fair enough. A group of the members of Studio 6 studied in New York City at the High School for Performing Arts.
Is that where you go there?
Yes, mm-hmm. I went to LaGuardia High School, the fame school. And one of our teachers, our first acting teacher, his name is Murat Yusim, actually emigrated from the Soviet Union, and he studied directing in Kiev, and had for a long time a dream of bringing students from the United States over to Russia to study in the Moscow Art Theater School, to form a repertory company, to come back to the United States and emulate the model that is really quite popular and successful in Russia and is virtually unknown here. And so I guess in 2000, he arranged this group. In 2001, this group actually just picked up and went over to Russia without really knowing what we were getting ourselves into. Most of us didn't speak any Russian at all. And then in the summer of that year, a group from Wayne State University actually came to study just for the summer. and we met them, and that included Vaz here. And they obviously loved the program and the teaching, the atmosphere in the school. And they inquired about whether they could join us. And so starting our second year, we all just sort of combined forces. And I guess in 2005, we all graduated as one ensemble.
Yeah, and I should we went over. It wasn't even for the whole summer. It was literally for, like, I'd say 3 weeks, I think, we were only supposed to be there. And I remember before going there just thinking, like, you know, it would be so amazing if something happened and I was there and they really liked us and they said, why don't you come to school here? And it was just like a dream. I never even thought it was something. And then, but, you know, we met these guys there. We really liked them. You know, we got along as people. And then the teaching was amazing. And then one of our Boulder members just decided on, like, one of our last two or three days, just went up to the head of the school and just said, you know, I love this program. I'd like to audition. And he said, sure, is there anyone else? So a whole bunch of us went up and auditioned. Like, you know, it's very much like, you know, you come into a room and there's five people sitting at a table and they say, sing something and do a monologue. I think I sang Happy Birthday, and you know, I think six of us got in and decided to stay and join that program with them. You know, the rest is history.
But let's talk a bit about this. I mean, then we'll come back to the play, and I want to make sure that I know that people can be very kind of protective of what people are going to see on stage. But I do want to talk a bit about what this play is about, so people can get a sense of it. You don't have to give away the entire play, but once it's out there, it's out there. People will come see it regardless. But leading up to that, I mean, I'm very curious about from all three of you, about what it means to study in the Moscow Art Theater and what that means in terms of the theater training itself and how is it really substantially different from studying in any other theater school that you might have in America or France or Britain or, you know, so what is it about the Moscow Art Theater that's a kind of, what is it about the approach that's so different that grabs you as an actor and grabs the audiences that see the work?
Well, I mean, I'll say, because I did an undergrad program in the U.S. and then went to Russia. One of the big differences is that you have, the teachers are called the masters there. You have a master who has, you know, two or three assistants, and they are your same teachers for every single year, for the whole time. And you're with the same group of people, same for dance, same for movement. So they really are able to focus in on you as an actor, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and kind of shape you year by year as you go. And they look at you as a part of a group from the very beginning, not just you as an individual. So it's, you know, even without being aware, they're shaping this ensemble for you from the very beginning, much more focused. You have teachers who share a similar training. It's a very, you know, year after year, they know how they're taking students step by step. Whereas sometimes I think you can find, depending on where you are in the U.S., it's kind of a hodgepodge where the teachers are kind of pulling from, you know, some people have trained here, you know, in France with Lecoq, some people have done Alexander, you know, and everyone's kind of just pulling what works for them. And it's not a really focused, here you have someone kind of holding the reins who is very much knows exactly, you know, in the first year we need to reach this point. These are the kind of things we need to explore. And I should mention that in our first year, you know, you never even touch scenes. You do exercises that expand your imagination, you know, enhance your concentration, things like that. Second year, you work on scenes. Third year, you work on acts of plays. Fourth year is you go into a theater and basically run a theater as an ensemble.
One thing I wanted to add also about the faculty itself is that, in particular, the acting faculty is that you know, in the morning during the day, they're working with you on your acting technique. And in the evening, you can go watch them in the theater and perform. And they're not in, you know, small little bit roles. These people are leading actors. You can see them on stage in a sort of tour de force performance. And that obviously inspires you the next time they come into acting class for you to really kind of turn it on. As opposed to any training here, the teachers, even if they are actors, are kind of doing the teaching for a time being, and then going off in the off season or whatever and performing, it's much less likely that you'll just be able to see them at night and then in the morning, you know, face-to-face, you're both having a cup of coffee, getting ready for class. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the teachers are the top, the actors, I mean, the teachers are the top actors in Russia, which is a major difference in the actors of stage and motion pictures. And our main master, Oleg Tabakov, who is also Sasha's master, is, you know, he's considered probably one of the greatest actors, you know, in all of Russia. And we were able to interact with him, you know, on a daily basis in a very detailed way, and it makes a big difference.
You're listening to the voice right now of Vaz Shantosum and Rafael Shklovsky. I got it right that time, didn't I?
Shklovsky. Almost. Like love, Shklov.
Shklovsky. 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 Rafael Shklovsky and Sasha Marin, who's directing this production, who's from New York and joins us by phone. And Sasha, I mean, one of the things that strikes me about what I've seen in this performance is that this is theater in some ways on the edge. You by that I mean most American audiences are used to seeing straight theater, straight movement, straight dance, and this is kind of there's a lot of movement in this as well as very powerful acting. So it's marrying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Americans would think this is like marrying mediums. Talk a bit about that.
It's just the matter of it's modern theater. It's you know the problem of theater nowadays. It's the fact that audience stop considering theater as some kind of your institution, your personal opportunity to look at yourself and find out something new about yourself. You sometimes, most of the time, you go into theater for entertainment, but not for, like, to ask yourself questions and find out the answers about yourself. And of course, to make it possible to get into the human souls, you have to find a new form of theater. You have to find a new way of getting there. In modern theater, there are many, many ways of trying to create your attention to a certain problem, to a certain aspect of life. Here, of course, when we're talking directly about human nature, about something very secret, something very forbidden, of course, we have to be completely honest. We have to be completely open, and we cannot lie on stage. In order to create this, of course, we have to do a certain to go through a certain path, and this is what we've done for this production. We first step, we try to understand exactly what happened in the scene, what it's all about. Then we try to apply to this certain physical action. We can express what we would like to. What kind of ideas we want to give audience. Then it was developed more and more. And eventually, of course, it's very physical, mm-hmm. Very emotional theater where things might happen not just because of the words they are saying, just because of the physical action of their position in the space. It's very dynamic theater where you cannot just sit down and just think about how it was done. And one of the greatest things from audience I've heard about this production, it's some of them just said, I only realized after the show that what is it, because I was taking everything emotionally. That was our goal. We were trying to lead audience, to be with them all the time, and only at the end of the show or after the show, of course, we would like them to understand about the experience they had in during this production. So that's why this approach. That's why, because we don't want to lose the attention of audience, and we actually are thinking about the future of theater and where it should be developing. Like it or not, it's a different matter. It's maybe some audience wouldn't like it because they used to go to be entertained in theater, and this is what all they need, or some of them even won't talk about the subject we are bringing to the stage. It's open market, it's free market, let's say. but if we are not doing this, I don't think theater has a chance to survive.
That's interesting, Sasha. I mean, we're talking about a production coming up at the theater project. It's called Itsy Bitsy Spider, put on by Studio 6, a unique theater company out of New York, and it's studied at the Moscow Art Theater. And you will see, when you see this production, what it kind of means to be trained in a certain style of acting and theater on the edge. It's a very powerful theater piece that you'll see there. It's not a farcical comedy we're talking about here. This is dealing with the deepest emotions that human beings can wrestle with. And there's some very tough scenes. And also means it must be very tough, Raphael and Vaz, for the actors. I mean, this is something that I can see that once the production is over, and this is not to scare people away, because I want them to come.
Please.
No, but because you have to kind of wrestle with what you've seen a little bit. It's a play that you, it's like seeing a film or a play that you have to end up chewing on some bit, you know, and that's what you're doing here. I mean, which means the actors themselves have to kind of wrestle with these parts themselves, because you're so, I mean, I'm just watching what I've seen. It's clear that, I mean, you are so into this parts, transforming yourselves. These kind of things that make almost sometimes with the introduction, it takes a few minutes to come out of it.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, it does take some time to decompress after doing this show, or really any show. But I think what allows us to do that and to really go completely into the roles that we respectively play is that there is this implicit trust in one another, in the ensemble, and in Marin as the director, that he wouldn't lead us into a position that would be, you know, silly or illogical. And so we really do trust that we can take that leap into the character, and the person across from us, our partners, isn't going to look at us like, what are you doing? Why are you, you're acting crazy? So that trust really is imperative. Without that, you can't really take those leaps into suffering, into deep emotions that you would hope never to experience in your everyday life. And yet when you do it on stage for the people, you know, who are sitting in the seats, it's something extraordinary, you know, both for the actor and for the character.
And when you do this, the physicality of this play, as Sasha described it, is something that, in many ways, when you do this kind of theater, it kind of pours the emotions out because of its physicality. You can't always get through a line through dialogue or a monologue. It's something that carries you in a different way.
Yeah, very much. In the style of theater that we were taught, and especially in this production, the thing that the actor is supposed to do, and it has to do with what Sasha was saying, theater being more than just entertainment, theater being necessary for people. It's a theater in which the actor actually almost sacrifices himself or herself, and something happens inside of them for real. And because that happens, and it happens in front of an audience, and people are there watching it, it happens for them also watching it. And we share a common kind of experience. I guess some people call it catharsis. And it's very, very important in our theater. The most important thing is something real happening inside of you as a result of a real reaction to the people around you. It's not a scheme. It's not just this story that needs to be told. The most important thing is real reactions, your partner, and real things happening to you. And that's why every time we do the show, it's step by step. It's very similar, you know, it's almost the same, but the internal process is new every time, because it all depends on what's happening with this person across from me today. We always like to say "Здесь сегодня сейчас как первый раз" before every performance, which means here, today, right now, like the first time. And that's every time you start over from the beginning. And I think it's the kind of theater that we need to strive towards, because we have so much theater now, and it's hard to make people understand why theater is important. But it's exactly what Sasha was saying. It's an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and think about things that we normally, especially in today's world when it's like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, iPod, email, you know, we don't have to think about anything.
That's true.
We don't. I do appreciate this. This is, I think, theater that, as I said earlier, is on the cutting edge, but theater as it's meant to be. It's like the soul of theater, really. And I think you are bringing this back to the stage, and this is going to be a very powerful experience for all of us to go see it. And I look forward to seeing the entire production, and it's not just the 4-minute clip I saw that you can see on YouTube.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if you want to get a sense of what you're seeing, you just go to YouTube.com, and it just it's the Itsy Bitsy Spider, the Studio 6 Theater Company.
Yes.
And we've been joined in studio by Vaz Santosham, who is one of the actors in this production, who actually comes from Baltimore originally, and Rafael Shklovsky. It's been wonderful to meet you and have you in the studio. I saw the piece I've seen that you didn't hear is just amazing, and I look forward to seeing your entire production. I like it, Tamara and Sasha. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to meeting you when you come to Baltimore. And thank you so much for what you're doing for theater as well. This is Itsy Bitsy Spider, directed by Alexander Marin, April 8th through 10th. And the 11th, there'll be a matinee at the Theater Project. You can call or you can go to, let me go with you here. You can go to brownpapertickets.com. You can call the Theater Project as well and get your tickets and join us there for an incredible evening of theater. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for this, and looking forward to learning more, great deal more about Studio 6.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by Johns Hopkins Medicine. For the 19th consecutive year, the Johns Hopkins Hospital is ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report in their annual Best Hospital Survey. Find out more about the nation's top hospital at hopkinsmedicine.org.